We pray, O God, to more deeply know Thee, to more fully love Thee, so that we may rejoice in Thee. Amen. What shall we say? That is the title of a book for preachers about the existence of evil in the world and how we, the followers of God's revelation in Jesus Christ, how we may continue to hope and believe in spite of it. That God is loving, just, and good. It may seem academic until something happens that shakes you so hard that you are no longer sure about the things you previously had taken for granted. How many people felt that way 15 years ago as they helplessly watched the television news coverage about the World Trade Center and the Pentagon? Who went to bed that September night and awoke the next morning and did not wonder what these events meant for each one of us? Most people here today are no less shaken by the tragic loss of our brother Bones. A man raised in this parish, a member of our vestry, of the choir, of our lives. So many of you, like me, are heartbroken, shocked, and bewildered by this tragedy. So what shall we say? What can I possibly say about the good news of Jesus Christ in this time when we, the people of St. Paul's, are hurting and perplexed? This I know. We do not find answers to deep or troubling questions by logic or reason alone. Otherwise, we'd have figured it all out. As Christians, we have a different way of knowing and seeking, what St. Anselm called faith-seeking understanding. Faith-seeking understanding is not a journey from faith to understanding. It's not arriving at understanding that then props up faith either. It is, according to Thomas Long, that faith enables us to see more of what is real, of what is genuinely true, things that we cannot perceive in our lives in the absence of faith. So the hard question is, where is God when tragedy strikes? Is God the ultimate cause of everything? Is suffering God's way of developing character? Or will we come in God's good time to see that evil is just good seen from a greater distance? No. I say no. That is not the God I know, and that is not the God we worship. Evil is God's enemy. The truth is that we cannot pierce the mystery of evil, but we can certainly experience and explore it, so that when we see it, we can name it and resist it as God resists. Not with force or violence, but with the power of love. God is on the cross, wounded and suffering as we are wounded and suffering. God weeps with us as Jesus wept with Lazarus. God laughs and God dances with us, always drawing us deeper and deeper and closer to His heart in Jesus Christ. I know that this is true because I have seen the wounded hands of Christ reach out to me in my times of need. Not as a shadowy figure, but as flesh and bone, as family, as friend, as every person who has ever given of themselves for my welfare. And I would not be here without them. I would not be here without Christ. I have seen the crucified Jesus in children who do not have food to eat. And I have seen the risen Jesus feed those children. And right now, I see God pouring out unquenchable love on all of us who mourn for Bones and his family. It is our love and care for one another that marks us as followers of Jesus. It is the community of St. Paul's church, people who care for one another, who weep with one another, and for one another, who don't try to fix it, but bear it. It is those who visit one another in times of illness. It is those who pray for one another and who celebrate and share in the Eucharist with one another. These are the experiences, the lived experiences that form us into the church, the community of believers who try to follow the way of Jesus. We are precious members of the body of Christ, striving for peace and justice in this world, in this community. And St. Paul's is something that we never are to take for granted. And that is what today's parables are all about. We are the shepherd in the parable, not Jesus. The good shepherd is in John's gospel. The good shepherd doesn't lose his sheep. This shepherd lost one. We are to see that every member of the community matters, and that we are the shepherds who are responsible for tending to our own community, and to notice when even one person is missing. Not absent from worship, but truly absent in some way from the life of the community. Because every member matters. What you may not realize is that there's a third parable that's missing from our reading today. We have the parable of the lost sheep, the parable of the lost coin, and then the parable of the lost son, which you may know more commonly as the prodigal son. And it is only in seeing the third parable that you know what the first two are about. Think of it this way. There is a wealthy man who notices that one of the sheep out of a very large flock of 100, he notices that one of them has gone missing. So he searches for it and retrieves it. Next, there's a wealthy woman who notices that one out of her 10 precious coins is missing. She turns her house upside down. She finds that coin. And she admits that she was at fault, which the shepherd didn't do. And then we have the third parable. There is a father who has two sons. Not 100 sons and not 10 sons, just two. And he manages to spoil and wreck one of them and neglect the other one. In the end of that parable, the foolish father repents. He sees the error of his way. He notices who's missing, the older son, the responsible son. And he goes out to the field and attempts to reconcile. He attempts to heal his family, to rebuild his community. And that's the end of the parable. We do not know whether or not he was successful, because that's not the point. The point is that he tried. Good things and bad things happen to each and every one of us, sometimes in the same day. And through all of this, God is with us, and God expects us to attend to one another, to our community, through the good and the bad, in joy and in pain, because that is how Christ lived among us. Jesus laughed. He feasted. He danced and he wept. And finally, he gave everything that he had, his life, God's life. He gave it all in an act that conquered hate and destroyed death, destroyed the terror of death. We still face death, but we don't face the terror of death, because we believe in the promises that God has given us, that we all will be healed, that we all will be resurrected, that we all will be made one community in the love of God. Trust in God's promises. Let us live into that faith. Let us bless one another with acts of love and care and hope and charity, because that is all that matters. Let us constantly build up the bonds of community in this church. Invite others to come and see for themselves whether this is the place to which they are called by God to see community, to be part of a community, and to learn how to follow the way of Jesus. Amen.